are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. I'm your host, Maude Marty. So I hope you guys enjoyed the first part of this three-part series. This is part two we're going to embark on today. We started off with the mod revival from 1979 to 1984. So we're still in the early parts of the 80s. But the mod revival that we've come to know from 79, the sort of punk flavored counterculture mod revival, is now taking on a new, more mod influenced sound. A sound that utilizes a lot more organ and brass.
Don't you know it wants to make can't understand what it is that makes a woman come to love a man. What can I do to make you start to see my way? Will I do anything for you? All you gotta do is say. You don't know what I did to keep you by my side. It sounds so desperate, but I know I've got to try. How many times can I keep on running after you? Please won't you tell me just what you are gonna do? Well, all you gotta do is say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, all you gotta do is say.
That band at the top there was called Makin' Time, named after the Creations' fantastic track of the same name. That's from their debut album, Rhythm and Soul, on the Countdown label, very influenced by mod beat. And I followed that with the James Taylor Quartet and their take on Blow Up, the theme to the film of the same name by Herbie Hancock, considered an ultimate mod film. And James Taylor, also known as Organ Morgan, is the keyboard man behind The Prisoners, which I played after that. All You Gotta Do Is Say is the name of that track, also on the Countdown label. Now here's the thread. Faye Hallman is the lead singer of Makin' Time. Graham Day is the lead singer of The Prisoners. James Taylor is the keyboardist from The Prisoners. And Faye Hallman and Graham Day, in 1986, fronted a band called The Prime Movers. Now here's a funny little fact that is so poignant today, more than anyone could have ever imagined, is that James Taylor's Blow Up track that I played originally came out on a label called Re-Elect the President. So chew on that irony for a little while.
Should you be in here watching? Time. really worth your while. Bang goes another year, in and out of one in. Everybody's doing it, so do it too.
I don't need anyone, but a little love makes things better.
Passing through the morning rush, it makes no difference that I'm not with you. Bang goes another year, in and out of one ear. Everybody's doing it, I'll do it too.
I don't need anyone, but a little love.
So now we're starting to bridge Madchester, as it was known in the press, with Britpop, starting off with the Happy Mondays, 24-hour party people on the Factory label. After that, the Stone Roses, She Bangs the Drum on Silvertone, and then Blur, Bang, on the Food label. Now, a pure mod might say that soul, jazz, and R&B are all that mattered, and by 1966 that might have been true, but music, like people, grows and changes, and just like the mods of the 60s experimenting with psychedelics and the accompanying proto-psych garage, so too the mods of the 1980s were drawn to rave culture, and by now mod is a counterculture, not just a youth cult, if that makes any sense. The true dangerous top secret all-night parties of the original rave scene burnt out fast, but how music grew from that, and the counter grunge shoegazer music to come would be dubbed Britpop, and of course the world would never be the same.
Yeah, but you're dragging me down, 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 down. Yeah, but you're dragging me down. When I heard the countdown start, it started slowly. And I thought it was my heart, but then I realized that this time it wasn't for real, there was no place to hide. I had to go out and feel, but there was time to kill. And so I walked my way around town, I tried to love the world. Oh, but the world just got me down, and so I looked for you. In every street of every town, I wanna see your face. I wanna see you now. I wanna see you now.
Oh, so it went. Oh, so it went for several years. I couldn't stand it. No, it must be getting near though, but you just don't know. Oh no, you just don't understand how many people have seen you in the arms of some other man. I've got to meet you and find you and take you by the hand. Oh my God, my God.
In Spiral Carpets, Dragging Me Down on the Dung label. After that, the Jennifers, track called Rock and Boulders on the Nude label. The Jennifers were very short-lived, only put out an EP and some miscellaneous cassettes in 1992, consisted of Danny Goffey and Gaz Coombs, both of whom would go on to form Supergrass, who you will hear later on. And we finished that set, and this was a hard decision, track called Countdown, the original recording of that, by Pulp, of course fronted by the one and only Jarvis Cocker, poet, troubadour. And this version came out in their 1992 album Separations on the Fire label. The interesting thing is that it was recorded in 1989, wasn't released till 1992 because of issues with the label. Pulp are very important in the timeline of this genre of music, as are many of the bands I'm playing today.
Trying to find
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcast. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net. Like Jarvis Cocker from Pulp or Damon Albarn from Blur and later the Gorillaz and then Blur again and then the Gorillaz again and so on and so forth. Brett Anderson, lead singer of Suede, is a vital figurehead in the Britpop genre. And he, along with Bernard Butler and Justine Frischmann, put out some of the most compelling and beautiful and haunting and hideous music of the 1990s. But Brett Anderson and Bernard Butler butted heads constantly, as they were both very talented songwriters. Justine Frischmann would go on to lead Elastica. So he played Animal Nitrate from Suede's debut album, simply called Suede, on the Nude label, and then followed that up with Oasis from their debut album, Definitely Maybe, Cigarettes and Alcohol, it's on the Creation label, and then finished everything off with Cast, tracks called All Right on the Polydor label. A true soundtrack to my life at the time.
Just help yourself. I'm not the only one who feels this way.
So we started off with Justine Frischmann's Elastica from their 1995 self-titled album on the Deceptive label. Track's called Stutter. It was hard to choose a track to play off of that album because it's such a good album through and through. And unfortunately, the band only put out one more album and then disbanded in 2001. Justine Frischmann founded that band with ex-Suede drummer Justin Welsh. And I believe she dated Damon Albarn for a while. It's very, you know, all connected. Followed that up with a group of 16, 17-year-olds who put out a great album, called themselves Menswear. That song's called I'll Manage Somehow on the Laurel label. And then X the Jennifers members Supergrass, Caught by the Fuzz on Parlophone. That was Kula Shaker from an album that blew my mind when I first heard it, because it touched so strongly on the Eastern mystic zitar hand drumming kind of psychedelic sound that in the late 60s was played around with a lot because of musicians like Donovan and George Harrison, who introduced the world to Ravi Shankar. And I've even played Lord Zitar on my show because I love that experimentation with sound. This album by Kula Shaker is called K, just the letter K. That number is called Hey Dude, and is probably the least, or one of the least, Eastern-influenced songs on the album. But the lead singer, Crispin Mills, who happens to be the son of child actress Haley Mills, she was in Parent Trap, Pollyanna. She was even in a film called The Family Way, which was scored by Paul McCartney. She was basically a Disney child actress. He did a pilgrimage to India and came back with this Hinduism-influenced sound and lyrics and mysticism. And to me, it made Kula Shaker stand out because they had the power of a rock band behind the ethereal sound of a sitar, and poetry referencing Eastern mythical characters. Crispin Mills formed Kula Shaker with Alonza Bevan, who went on to be part of Johnny Marr's band, The Healers. They're probably most famous for their cover of Deep Purple's Hush, which, in my opinion, is outstanding. I want to take this time to wish everybody a happy holiday, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you celebrate, or just some time off, a little Festivus for the rest of us. Have a wonderful time, be safe, and if you're spending time with family, just remember how precious that is. I'm going to leave you off now with another important mod band of the time, Ocean Color Scene, Steve Craddock, who plays often with Paul Weller nowadays. The track's called 100 Mile High City, from their 1997 release, Marchin' Already, on MCA Records. This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. Side.